It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Thank you for going on this devotional series journey with me. I hope it has been a blessing to you, and I hope that you will never look at the Wiz the same again. I encourage you, even in a movie, to be open for God to drop something in your spirit based on what you're watching. You know, the characters in the movie encountered witches throughout the movie, and you too will encounter demonic oppression and forces trying to hinder you from where God is taking you. Just know, according to Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. This, of course, reminding us weapons may form against us, but they won't prosper. You will get to your destination because the name of Jesus has power over any witch or any other demonic spirit that would try to stop you. Don't be tempted by evil forces and taken off course, but do what Jesus did and proclaim the word of God against all temptation. Romans 8:31 reminds us, if God be for you, there is not a devil in hell that could stand against you. Witches and demonic forces of evil may seek to take you out before time, but I pray you will declare over yourself that you will live to fulfill your purpose and that you will not die until you have completed all God has called you to do. This is in line with Philippians 1:6 that lets us know he who began a good work will perform it in us unto the day of Jesus Christ. Then there is the reality that the characters in The Wiz traveled for miles and miles seeking things they already had. This reminds me of the places we try to fill in our own lives that only God can. Some of us have tried to fill places in our lives with relationships, alcohol, etc. But when we realize that we have all that we need, it is then that we can put everything else in its proper perspective, only after we have understood and applied the supremacy of Christ Jesus. You've got the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills. You need not wander looking for anything that you already have. Dorothy could get home. The scarecrow had a brain, the tin man had a heart, and the lion had courage. It took them forever to realize they had these things, perhaps because they were blinded and unable to really realize it. Just like God told Moses and Jeremiah, stop saying you don't have what you need to do what he has called you to do. See God as El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one who has an overabundance for everything you need. Lastly, they got to the end of their journey only to discover The Wiz, played by the late great Richard Pryor, was a phony and could do nothing for them. We must always remember that men are subject to the same God that we are. There is no power in man except that of God. I can't offer you a great Wiz who will do whatever you want him to do, but I can indeed offer you the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope, a future, and to bring you to an expected end. The government may fail, but of his government there shall be no end, and he will never fail. We must deal with our idols, beloved. We've got so many things in this day and age that attempt to take us off focus and become more prevalent in our lives than God. These idols may grant us temporary satisfaction, but just like The Wiz, they are phony. For his sheep, those that are his, know his voice, and they will never follow a stranger, John 10:5 says, because the stranger's voice is one they do not recognize. He's not a genie. He's not a magician. He's a holy and righteous God who can spring the sun into place in one place and the moon into place in another. Our times are in his more than capable hands. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for allowing us to journey together in this devotional series. I pray it has been a blessing to those who have listened. Remind us the buck stops with you. We don't have to search any further for anything we need or desire at that. You hold it all in your hands, and you tell us to ask according to your will, and you will give it to us in John 14:14. Help us, God, to see you in all things, in creation, in movies we watch. Any way you choose to illuminate yourself to us, we welcome your Holy Ghost to do just that. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Daily Devotional. Remember, it's up to you to have a great day. Have a blessed weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.